The Texas Democratic Party, joined by two national party organizations, filed a federal lawsuit Monday seeking to block a state rule that bans electronic signatures on voter registration forms. The rule, enforced by the Secretary of State's office, led county registrars to reject more than 2,400 voter forms only days before the registration filing deadline for the 2018 midterm elections, placing an unconstitutional burden on voting rights, the lawsuit argues, Chuck Lindell of the Austin American-Statesman reported. So here we go again with another Democrat Party lawsuit filed to pump up its always the victim base, as well as in the eternal hope that with a rare win, they'll be able to turn up the election fraud machine they use in other states. What Democrats want is a system whereby anyone, or not even an actual person but software, can claim to be a qualified voter and register for such in Texas without having to provide an actual physical signature. The reasons for this are obvious and have zero to do with imagined burdens on voting rights. Anyone who wishes to vote in Texas can easily register to vote. The problem for the organizers who run leftist movements like the Democrat Party is that the Texas system requires individual action by the voter, and that frustrates en masse efforts to register people too lazy or uninterested to do so. It is those people, the lazy and uninterested, who Democrats want on voter rolls because that demographic is inherently most easy to mislead, fool, and then agitate into the voting booth in major elections. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.